It was a heartbreaker on Thursday night when the Bucks fell to the Indianapolis Pacers. And joining us on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline from Sports Marketing Team Lammy and also from the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame is our good friend, Mark Cass. And Mark, I got to ask you a couple questions because this is now 2 years in a row that the Bucks have, they just haven't made it past that first round of the playoffs. Right. How is that going to affect the team business-wise?
This is not good, Libby. I mean, because you always talk about Milwaukee and its excitement and interest in the team is what sells seats, right? That's what sells tickets. That's what sells sponsors. That's what sells uniforms, shirts, hats. That's what drives that. And to not have that kind of excitement heading into the offseason is going to be hard for the team. Short term, it needs no more playoff games. So, I mean, all of us remember 2021 and the long run of the playoffs, how much money that brought into the team, how much money that brought in for the city. I mean, from an economic impact statement, you can't overstate what that means to the city and to the team. So to not have that, to only have three home games as compared to having 12 or 13 home games, I mean, that's a huge deal for both the team and the city. But now, even as you look ahead, Libby, kind of the summertime when they start to sell their seats, what they've already started to do for 2024-25, there's just not as much enthusiasm. There's going to be a lot of questions about the team, who's going to be here, who's not going to be here. So I think the next couple of months are going to be very important for the team to have a message, to show some action, and to get that enthusiasm and excitement out, because that's what sells tickets.
It was kind of heartbreaking to see Giannis on the sidelines during this whole playoff.
Oh my
and
God.
He has a lot of endorsements. Is the fact that he didn't play and the team lost so early on, is that going to affect him in terms of his marketing and ability to be out there as a spokesperson?
You know, I think long-term, no, because he's Giannis, and he has all this stable of things that he's doing with all the brands he's involved with, all the companies he's involved with. I think long-term, no. Short-term, yes. Just because when you win championships, when you advance in the playoffs, you just get more attention, you get more notice, you get more opportunities. I don't think it's fair to say he's going to be hurt because he's Giannis. But I think short-term, yeah. I mean, he just will not see as much exposure over the next few months that he would have had if they went on a nice run and he played the starter role. Think about 21. He was everywhere, right? I mean, after the playoffs and what that all meant. But long-term, I don't think we should worry about Giannis. He'll be fine.
All right, let's talk about what happened at the end of the game on Thursday when Patrick Beverley threw that ball at a fan and then it was thrown back and then it was thrown back again. How is that going to affect him in terms of any potential he has for endorsements or even, you know, jersey sales and things like that?
I think it does. I think people don't like to see that. Players have a hard enough job on the court when they get involved with the fans off the court. And who knows what was said? Who knows what happened? We obviously don't know yet. But his reaction, he's a professional. He's a 12-year player in the NBA. He cannot react like that. He's got to face a suspension from the NBA. So I think a horrible move on his part, just looks bad, and you got to learn to walk away from that kind of stuff. And it's just disappointing. I'm sure you saw some of the way he was treating reporters after the game who hadn't subscribed to his podcast. He wouldn't answer their questions. Again, I thought not the way you respond after a loss. You try to be very professional. You show respect for everybody. So I don't think he had a good night either on the court or off the court. Very bad.
I want to ask you about fan favorite Bobby Portis and what happened earlier in the week with him, too. It was another incident. Now, is that going to hurt him image-wise?
I think small because of the way he responded. He responded very well on the court. I think he took responsibility for it off the court. He apologized right away to the rest of the team. He came out to the fans and said he was wrong. He overreacted. So obviously in the moment when it happened, yes, I think it was obviously a horrible thing. I think the way you react to a thing like that is very important. Everyone kind of watches that. So I think long-term, everyone likes him. He's very, very well known in the city. He has a lot of off the court. He's very involved in Milwaukee. So I think the way he responded was good. I don't see a long impact there just because of that.
Thanks for your insight, Mark Cass from Team Lammy and the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame.
Always good to be with you, Libby, and I'll talk to you soon.